We know what that means.
Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top 5 on the Rokan Show.
All right, checking in at number 5 today. If you were wondering when we'd see a certain former president making his grand entrance into the 2016 race, wait no longer, because George W. Bush is appearing in a new campaign ad from Right to Rise. That's the super PAC supporting his brother, Jeb.
The first job of the president is to protect America. Our next president must be prepared to lead. I know Jeb. I know his good heart and his strong backbone. Jeb will unite our country. He knows how to bring the world together against terror, and he knows when tough measures must be taken. Experience and judgment count in the Oval Office. Jeb Bush is a leader who will keep our country safe.
All right. Except that when, remember just the news that was this week is that when he talked about how he could protect the country as president, that there was total deaf silence in the audience, and he said, please clap.
That is going to go down as one of the greatest political sayings of all time.
Please clap.
Please clap.
I'm going to try that. Please clap. Wasn't that good? Didn't that sound good?
Jeb can protect us against evildoers.
Well, you know, he's got some secret weapons. He's got his dad and his brother, and they're very popular. And you've seen this with the Donald Trump bringing out his family, you know, his likable family, and Hillary's doing it too. You know, it's nice to have powerful people campaign for you.
That is true. But now, honestly, you could add all of those people's supporters, and they're still not going to be able to take on the power of Bill Clinton.
Isn't it? Well, that's
I mean, that's like Axl
campaigner.
Rose and Sinatra and like every other person you can think of rolled into one.
It's
walks
so
into
funny.
A room, everyone loses
it's
it.
It's so funny you said that, because when we were in Iowa, Ro and I, we went to see Hillary speak on Sunday night at Lincoln High School right there in Des Moines. And she spoke, and afterwards, the accessibility of the candidate is just amazing. It's only like 1,500 people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say maybe half, maybe a little less, went to Hillary and Chelsea, and at least half went over to Bill, maybe more,
yeah,
to go meet him and you know, just the power.
You hear stories of, you know, everybody that was fighting against him, you know,
mm-hmm,
from your, you know, the impeachment and Gingrich and all these guys. And as soon as it's Christmas time, like they're all lined up to shake his hand and get their photo because, I mean, really, that's that charisma.
There's
doesn't matter where
there.
You stand politically. That
there's
guy walks in the
there.
Room. And
I agree. Have you heard him speak? Same thing.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
How are you?
How are
good
you?
Good to see you.
Yep. It is good to see him. All right. Let's check in. What's next here? We got number four.
Cuatro.
That's what's next. Okay. Do you speak Spanish, Chef?
Poquito.
Okay. That's good. That's helpful. Pharma bro, our favorite man in America, former touring pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli, smirked. He also rolled his eyes. He gave everyone a side eye. He looked bored at times, intermittently, just like disgusted. Did you see how he acted before members of Congress today? While pleading the Fifth Amendment, Shkreli had been invited to testify about his company's infamous 4,000% increase, or was it 5,000, whatever, a drug used by HIV patients. He is currently under indictment for securities fraud in a separate case. Here he is.
You were quoted as saying, if you raise prices and you don't take that cash and put it back into research, I think it's despicable. I think you should not be in the drug business. Did you say that?
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
Do you think you've done anything wrong?
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
Is it pronounced Shkreli?
Yes, sir.
See, there you can answer some questions. That one didn't incriminate you. I just want to make sure you understand you are welcome to answer questions, and not all of your answers are going to subject you to incrimination. Do you understand that, don't you?
I intend to follow the advice of my counsel, not yours.
Objection! Leading the witness.
What? I mean, what a... I can't even say it. I'm not allowed to say these
no,
words.
Let's,
and I don't even like using these words.
You know that Shkreli is Latin for... It begins with a D. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going any further, but we all know.
Yeah, we do know. And at another point, one of the members said to him, do you know that that was the hard-earned money, the people who needed this drug in order to survive? I mean, that just they were working so hard just to be able to afford a drug that would potentially help save their life and put them out of misery. And it felt like there was no emotion. The reaction, you would think, it would change that goofy smirk on his face to at least sort of a neutral look, or at least a respectful look?
I mean,
something?
It's kind of like the ugly version of Gordon Gekko, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like Wall Street, like gone bad, because there's nothing likable here, right?
Nothing.
At least you had Michael Douglas with the giant cell phone. With this guy, mm-hmm. It's absolute schmuck. And
good word. Yeah,
but you know what? America needs a bad guy. And this person just absolutely fits that.
He's representative of a group. And then he tweeted out later after that, which was a total class. Hard to accept that these imbeciles represent the people in our government. He's throwing it on them. We have a mirror we'd like to show Martin Shkreli, but hopefully he ends up somewhere where he'll be behind bars somewhere and serve special meals.
Listening to that,
nice things will
that
happen
Wu-Tang
to him.
Album that he spent $1 million on.
All right, we got to check in. We have our next one is checking in at
number three.
3 weeks after Celine Dion's husband, Rene Angelil, died from throat cancer at 73, she took to the stage at a massive event in Las Vegas to celebrate his life. She talked about how her late husband would be driven to tears by watching The Price is Right. Who knew that? Celine told a packed crowd at the Vegas Memorial for Rene Angelil how he would get emotional when someone won the showcase showdown.
He thought I was so good. I knew the prices of everything. I'm the one who orders the stuff online, so I know what I'm talking about. He was crying when the person at the end of the show of The Price is Right won the showcase. A brand new car.
Oh,
the guy or the person or the girl was winning, and he was like, I'm so happy for them. And I was like, wow. I don't know if you call this a blessed man or, my gosh, you know, I think we need to talk a little bit.
There's some things you just don't expect in an obit, right? Is that something you would expect to be in there?
I'm wondering what he's feeling right now on the other side.
Yeah.
That secret was revealed.
It was very tearful, and there were lots of very, very moving moments as well.
Yeah.
As that very
lighthearted
one.
That is super emo. I mean, right? to like cry during The Price is Right? That's intense.
That is intense.
I mean,
who knew?
That is an emotional person.
Yes.
It's very beautiful.
Okay. We're happy about that. Okay, we've got to take a break here because we're going to check traffic and then get to your number two and your number one in a minute. But first,
what's it like to be a kid in Chicago and a survivor of gun violence? Hear from them in their own words. Tonight's cover story on WGN TV News at 9.
All right, we're finishing up the top five at 5 and checking in at
number two.
There we go. Marcia Clark, the former prosecutor of the O.J. Simpson trial, revealed that she went through an out-of-body experience while watching the first episode of the FX new miniseries, The People versus O.J. Simpson. A lot of people saying that's really good. American Crime Story.
You're going to say this case is all about race?
Yes, because it is.
I'm not a public personality.
Who signs a suicide note with a happy face?
I ain't trying to be respectful.
I'm trying to win.
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
Wow. Marcia Clark did. She gave her opinion about the show.
I think it's amazing. It is really amazing. I can't watch it the way most people do. For me, it's reliving a nightmare. You know, it's just awful. You know, every bit of it is awful and hard for me. So it's a very painful experience. And yet, I have to tell you, kind of that's a measure of how good it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That it hurts that much, because that tells you that they're getting the big stuff so right. And I'm actually super impressed.
Wow. And you're impressed too, Graham Elliott, right? You're watching this series.
Yes, I watched it. And what's interesting is, you know, you do get those flashbacks and put you right back to where you were at that time watching the car chase. And it's interesting because you wonder what it is about certain stories that capture the imagination of, you know, the not just American public, but like the world at large.
We
watching.
Were riveted.
Right. And then it takes this serious note of two people were murdered and what happened.
It becomes
and they
entertainment.
Have kids. Then it's the dancing Itos on Jay Leno, the judges, you know, and what they do. And it's just really interesting how it took on this whole next level deal.
I'm amazed. She was on The View. I saw a little clip of it. How she looks great. And you think about how stressed she looked during that trial. Right. And I mean, how stressful it was. I mean,
she's
talking about bringing back those memories
right.
for her. Very different experience than all of us watching it. We want to get to number one here so we can get to Judy's news. So checking in at
number one.
Coldplay is going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show this Sunday night. Are you ready? Coldplay's Chris Martin told reporters at a press conference today how the band is avoiding feeling the pressure to do something amazing.
We did two things. One is we just spoke to each other about what we'd like to, you know, communicate in the halftime show. And we decided that we wanted to make it about togetherness and acceptance and you know, the things we really believe in. And then we called the right guests. So we know that we have great people joining us.
So there you go. Also, the reporter informed the band that Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is a huge Coldplay fan and asked how this might change who they're rooting for. Drummer Will Champion and singer Chris Martin, well, they replied.
This changes things significantly.
Yeah, I'm going with the Panthers.
And plus, they have a Scottish kicker as well. And Guy, our bass player, is Scottish as well.
Right.
So we feel a certain affinity with the Scots. So I think we'll go Panthers.
Amazing. And lastly,
just to be clear, that's the Denver Panthers that we definitely are rooting for, okay? So put that in your paper.
Yeah, what do English people know about American sports, really? You a fan of Coldplay?
You know what? I like Coldplay when I'm feeling extra sad in the middle of February in Chicago and like I'm just driving alone looking at gray skies.
So not the Super Bowl choice for you?
So when I'm thinking Super Bowl, 50th anniversary, halftime show, we've had Prince, Springsteen,
right.
Black Eyed Peas, Katie Beyonce.
Perry.
Who are we going to go with?
Coldplay.
Right? Well, like Ben Carson wasn't available to talk through the halftime show.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like,
ouch.
I don't understand.
Ouch.
What kept them from getting like T-Swift? Like that would have done it, right? Who else
great.
Is bigger right now? You get her to do this?
I will agree with you. When last year, even with Katy Perry, it didn't matter if you were a fan, young or old. Everyone was dancing around the living room.
Songs you can sing to. You know all the hits. And I just,
it's a weird choice.
It's really a weird choice
to me. I'm not going
to
disagree with you, Graham Elliott. That's going to wrap things up. Let's wrap this up.
The top five at five.